The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have, for the past few weeks prior to this, been discussing a passage from Surah Al-Furqan, and it's a passage in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the attributes of His servants, the Ibadur Rahman. You know, there were three sins that were mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the ibad of Rahman do not commit. What does he say? He says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. And those who do not invoke another deity with Allah. This is verse 68 and 69 of Surah Al-Furqan. So that's one, that you don't do any shirk. You don't commit, associate any partners with God.
وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ.
And that you do not slay or take another life that has been sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And the third sin is that they do not have inappropriate relations. These three sins. What we find is that Allah says that whoever, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. That whoever does this, these three things, will find or meet a retribution, a penalty. يُضَاعَفُ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ. And that punishment will be doubled for them. Yeah, or the punishment will be multiplied for them. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And they will endure that punishment خَالِدٍ, forever. Right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will also be humiliated forever. What is it with these three sins? This is really important, because if you look at the punishment of these three sins, the punishment is what? Allah says that they will find multiple levels of punishment. It will be multiplied for them, whoever commits these three sins, and they will remain in Jahannam forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will therein be humiliated as well. Multiple levels of sin, multiple levels of azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it with these three sins? So we are to ask two questions. The first question is that why will their sins be multiplied? Allah says, وَيُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the second question is that why will they abide in hell forever? Okay. So the first question that we want to just answer today is why, or both these questions, but why will their sins be multiplied? So the Mufassirin give two reasons, or two possible reasons. The first reason is that the multiplied punishment is referring to one who commits all of these sins. Okay, each one of these sins, whether it is associating a partner with God, whether it is taking a life that has been made sanctified by Allah, that means killing someone, hurting someone, or zina, inappropriate relations, when they do all of these three sins, they will receive all of these punishments. So the multiplication of sins is that because each one of these sins deserves a specific punishment. And so one who does all three, Allah doesn't shortchange the punishment by saying one punishment then. No, Allah multiplies the punishments. You know, we have this in the criminal justice system too, right? Where if somebody commits multiple crimes, the judge has the discretion to either say 15 years for all of them, or each crime is 15 years, I'm going to give you 45 years. It's the discretion of the judge, depending on the severity of the crime, depending on the past of the witness, the judge can layer them separately. Here, Mufassirin say, God is saying, look, you do these three things, you're going to get triple the punishment, because these are really crimes that I consider to be a tremendous violation. Another reason why is that it doesn't go to the multiple nature of these crimes. It means that It's not about doing all three. Rather, each one of these causes a ripple effect in society that has such impact that any of the vices or any of the sins that come as a ripple effect of that one sin, the person who did it is held accountable for all of them. And hence they find multiple layers, right? If, for example, someone takes someone's life without justice, that family suffers, that family goes down a path, for example, of stealing or whatever it is to earn a livelihood, and all the sins that they commit, the person who took that life originally gets the punishment for all of that. Yeah? Along with the responsibility that the family has, of course, right? So it's not that those people are exempt from it, no, but Allah multiplies it. If a person, a'udhu billah, commits zina or inappropriate relation, any sins that are produced from that, right, are going to be held responsible to the person. And so the second explanation is that it's not about the multiple sins together leading to multiple punishments. It's because each one of these has multiple effects. And so a person who does that gets the punishment for multiple crimes. The second question is that why will they live in Jahannam forever? The first crime makes sense. Like when a person dies disbelieving in God, yeah, okay, they are kuffar. Allah has talked about kuffar in the Quran, getting punishment forever. But it could be that a person is a believer and they take someone's life. It could be that a person is a believer and have an inappropriate relation. How come they as well will be in Jahannam forever? Again, the first answer is that it's reserved, this punishment of eternity is reserved for one who does all three of these crimes. Yeah. Or the second answer is that the effect, and this is really powerful, yeah, that the effect of each one of these sins that is left unrepented causes one to leave this life as a person who never had faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, yeah? Think about that. That the effects are so powerful. You know, we don't see the effects in this world. We think we're believers, we do all of these things, but what translation does it have? The translation here, what we are told is that these three are severe in the eyes of God. Yeah? These three are severe in the eyes of God. And it's like they leave this world never having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, out of everything that we know about God, what we know about Him is that He is merciful. Yeah, that He is extremely merciful. And so what we find in the very next series of verses 70 and 71, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these three sins, He talks about the punishments of this, and then He says, Illa man taba wa amana wa amila salihah. Fa'ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Subhanallah. That except for the one who repents, believes and does righteous work, for them Allah will replace their evil deeds with good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And indeed Allah is most forgiving and merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And whoever does repent and does righteous deeds, indeed they turn to Allah with an accepted repentance. Can we just understand how awesome God is? Like how awesome God is, yeah? Because He just said, look, these three sins, it's like you never believed in me. Yeah, that you when you that if you were to die after having committed these sins, you would end up in the fire of Jahannam forever. We know who goes in the Jahannam forever. People who never believed in God, associated partners with God. These could be believers who had a turn the wrong way, but then they realized they made a mistake and they came back. And when you come back to God, God forgives. God is beautiful. Don't ever, ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's Allah is there. And Allah wants us to repent. Allah wants us to come back. You know, for my youngsters here, you know, don't ever think that I will sin and repent. We don't know if we're guaranteed that. We don't know if we're guaranteed that, you know. But for those of us who did turn and have repented, we can feel the warmth of God. You feel the beauty of God. But of course, this repentance, and we're not going to go into it, it's with the conditions of repentance, right? It has to be authentic. It has to be sincere. It has to be full of reform, where we don't go back to that type of life. But not only is God ready and willing to forgive, but He changes our evil to good deeds instead. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. It doesn't just end that God says, I forgive you. But because you were sincere in your repentance, every bad deed that you had done, I change it to as if it was a good deed. God is great. God is great. We just need to appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate that God is worthy of subserviency. Appreciate that God is worthy of not sinning. And if we can get to that point of life, inshallah, we will have this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.